This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, this is Cy Philly for Life Cypher, Philly and Dots. And I'm shouting out my peoples, My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio. Peace.
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 May all ends in peace.
Peace, peace, God.
It's not a word to play.
Sorry, man, I got a little wind in there, boy. I didn't even know he was going to... Pardon me. Yeah, there you go.
It's got a life of its own.
Ooh, yeah.
It's got a life of its own.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time of the day it is.
Boys and girls.
Exactly. Men and women.
Old and young.
They and them. You know, there's people you have to call they now. You can't call them he or her. Yeah, you got to say they.
I see. See, we school you here on this show.
It... And that, are there any other people that we've left out?
I don't know, but that's okay. Your department as the MC. You got to flex those vocabulary muscles.
We've got to be able to speak to every and anybody.
And we do. That's what hip-hop does.
It sure does.
That's why it's lasted so long and why it's spread so far.
And that's why we bring it to you each and every Monday right here on FUBAR Radio. That's right. Myself, My Stiggy.
And myself.
Sarah Love, and this is the hip hop show for all you bitches and bitchettes. We don't discriminate, as we just mentioned. First of all, though, who we got to shout out, DJ Sarah Love?
Much love to
man like
Ian
Bolesworth. You hear me? Bolesworth. When you say the Bolesworth, you got Bolesworth. It's got to come from the gut, from the kishkis. Yeah, you ain't got kishkis. You got ovaries, so it's got to come from the ovaries. Bolesworth, go on.
I need to warm up. The diaphragm. My
the kishkis, man.
Trousers are too tight.
From the nuts.
But he's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen back to that and all FUBAR shows on the site. Last week, it was bank holiday. I hope you guys had a lovely bank holiday. We were joined here in the studio by Smellington Piff and Subculture Sage. We had wicked chats with them, live performances and all that good stuff. If you missed out, FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And coming up today, we're taking you to other far-reaching corners of the UK. We're going to be speaking to Savvy, straight out of Hoods.
You get me? I didn't go
that
for
was far. A little bit more. Yeah, you need to go further up north.
Yeah. It's not, you get me?
That's,
you get.
That's more Midlands.
Still mid, all right, I'm
get me.
Up.
No, we'll ask him when he gets here.
We'll get
here.
The real deal when he gets here.
Also, we're going to be joined by Marcus Mandible and Mike Wilson.
Yep.
And we got open mic as usual. We got a ton of MCs coming through for the open mic today. We're going to be taking a look, as we do every week, at what's been going down in the world, because, you know, it's been eventful. And I've got new music for you. Brand new Black Thought.
Woo!
Pusha T. And so much more. And never forget, guys, this show is truly about you, okay? It's all about you lot, and we love hearing from you. So hit us up. You can reach us on the Twitter, at FUBAR Radio. You can get me there, at DJ Sarah Love.
And you can get me there, at My Stiggy.
And you can also email us today, hiphop@fubarradio.com. Get in touch. Now, this last week, I heard a brand new release, and it's instantly gone into one of my favourite releases of the year so far.
Mm.
And I was just like, yes!
Por qué?
So, are you ready for this? This is straight out of the UK. This is brand new Ransom Bad Bones. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. This is Hip Hop is FUBAR.
Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets out. Lock your doors, load your double barrel shotgun for safety. Often got me thinking, what the fuck made you hate me? Maybe it's the fact that I've wiped out your hometown. Roaming through the night, anytime a fight will go down. I stand at least 3 feet above the rest of them, forfeiting my life after death. Fucker, your time is up. You try to hide and run from the one you used to tease and call a retard. I was the only freak in the whole class. Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. nutty mother, even though she fuels my rage. Apparently I'm dumb as fuck with a stupid face. So now I don't show it, yet your folks know it when they hear the name. Jason Bones will break a fucking hole in your old dear's face. See, I'm 10 times stronger than the average man, quickly getting squished like a sticky black in Pakistan. Lock your doors and your windows and don't sleep. It doesn't matter if police are blocking off the whole street. Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. Lock your doors, load your guns. You better make them bullets count or stick a hook up through your mouth. Silent murder, baby, you can fire off the burner till it blows up in your hand, bitch.
Bring that back one more time.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back. Bring the beat back.
Y'all want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
one,
shit back.
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it.
Hey, yo, yo.
Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. Yo. Lock your doors, load your double barrel shotgun for safety. Often got me thinking, what the fuck made you hate me? Maybe it's the fact that I've wiped out your hometown. Roaming through the night, anytime a fight will go down. I stand at least 3 feet above the rest of them, forfeiting my life after death. Fucker, your time is up. You try to hide the run from the one you used to tease and call a retard. I was the only freak in the whole class. Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. I love my nutty mother even though she fuels my rage. Apparently I'm dumb as fuck with a stupid face. So now I don't show it, yet your folks know it when they hear the name. Jason Bones will break a fucking hole in your old dear's face. See, I'm 10 times stronger than the average man, quickly getting squished like a sticky black in Pakistan. Lock your doors and your windows and don't sleep. It doesn't matter if police are blocking off the whole street. Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. Lock your doors, load your guns. You better make them bullets count or stick a hook up through your mouth. Silent murder, baby, you can fire off the burner till it blows up in your hand, bitch. Several sons strangling and choking all your damn kids. See, I'm 10 times stronger than the average man, quickly getting squished like the sticky black in Pakistan. So fuck an Oreo, I own a gory show. Put into audio, you know how the story goes. Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. Now you're in deep shit. Lock your doors and windows and load your ammo. I'll be night stalking for hours looking for ripe flesh. Lock your doors and windows and triple bolt them, loading up the last of your bullets. Now you're in deep shit.
Ransom Bad Bones, Lock Your Doors, produced by Jazz T and Zygote. That's from the new LP, Jason Bones, where Bad Bones, he takes on the character of the classic, from the classic horror film Friday 13th. And on that album, he's also got production from Wizard, Nutty P, Jetsons on there. And there's this like special 100 limited edition
white label
business.
Get me. You have to just get. Yeah, it's on High Focus, right?
On High Focus, and it's their rarest release to date. So I'm guessing that one's going to go quickly.
It's the unicorn of High Focus releases.
Uh-huh.
The unicorn rare, does it really exist or what?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's like a philosophical question. Unicorn
I'm
rare.
I'm getting deep. 3 years in, I'm getting deep.
Balls deep, aren't they? But so check it out. And so much more goodness for you on the way as well. And you know, and I did enjoy on this Jason Bones album, there's one line that, just hearing Ransom Bad Bones say the word jeggings, talking about a man wearing jeggings, I was like, yeah, that's
wow,
cool.
That was an era, boy, the jeggings era. That was weird, isn't it?
Ain't over yet.
What, people still wearing them shits? The jeans, it was like Lycra jeans kind
of
jeggings.
Of course. Or the ones where it's like leggings, but then it's kind of drawn on the pockets and the seams as though it's jeans. That's the real life style.
It's messed up, man.
But also shouts out to Nathaniel, who I met on the tube a few weeks ago and I bumped into again. He's like, yeah, it's a great show. It's a great show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So he shouts out new regular listener.
Have you bumped into him again yet? Or?
Yeah, no, I bumped into him. And then I was like, you know, I was just winding you up. And he was like, yeah, it's a great show.
Wicked, man. So shout out to the fan, you're locked in.
Shouts out to the person who my sister saw wearing a Task Force jumper the other day.
Wow.
I was like, you need to run down the street and just salute them or something. But, you know, there's so many cool people doing cool things in the world, whether that is tuning into the hip-hop show every Monday 4 till 6 or walking around wearing Task Force jumpers.
And jeggings.
And jeggings, maybe.
Yeah, boy. Shout out to anyone still wearing jeggings. Boy, I thought that was long gone. With corduroys. Now, corduroy is actually back now, isn't it?
Corduroy is fly, man. And jumbo corduroy. Have you ever seen that? Where it's like the ultra fat corduroy where every
Oh, where it looked like a dreadlock just stuck. You got a bunch of dreadlocks just stuck to your
super
thighs.
Super fat dreadlocks, wow. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't seen. Is it harder to maintain, like the thicker the corduroy or what? What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with thick corduroys? Because
you get really, the really thin ones do look like. Yeah, you ain't really. You're not doing
you're
it.
You're not about that
yeah,
life.
You're not about that life. You're wearing these thin ass.
But then there's like fake corduroy and then like real corduroy that was around in the 80s and 70s and stuff in it.
What? And so would you say now in this sort of millennial, past like 1981, did they start making fake corduroy?
I think so because it was cheaper. That's why when you see the bona fide corduroy, like I got an ill corduroy blazer. Like proper old school.
Is it?
Mice's face, it was like a grimace, like disgust.
What colour is it? I think it's the colour of corduroy.
It's got to be beige, isn't it? Well, look at me today. I'm like, I stepped out, I was like, oh.
Yeah, you look beige out, boy.
Vanilla, son.
Hopefully there's no beige rage during the show.
Yeah.
Sarah starts switching.
Yeah, I know. God, I always upset someone. That's what I specialise in.
No, of course not.
But, you know, and because that is my specialty, I think it is so important that we do highlight people who are doing cool things in the world. And we do like to promote positivity here on the Hip Hop Show. But I do have to say, this last week, I cried.
Like, you cried?
Yeah. And
whoa.
It wasn't cute, man.
What? Like happy cry or sad cry?
No, it was like a really ugly cry. Like
ugly cry?
Butters crying. Wow. Like it was a really
did you peek up
not
as well?
Attractive.
You drank alcohol for the first time?
No. No, that leads to dancing on tables. But no, I...
and then cried.
And then crying, yeah, the following day. What was I doing? No, but and I was shaking. And I mean, everyone must have seen it, but this dude deserves the ultimate.
Big up, big up.
What, Pusha T dissing Drake? No?
Mamadou Gassama.
Oh.
What do you know about Mamadou Gassama?
Mamadou Gassama. Well, a very long time ago.
There is a
down,
oh, African thing.
Oh, you know, you yourself should know who
Mamadou Gassama is. He is an OG because Mamadou Gassama is the dude. You must have seen the video who he was on the other side of the street watching the Champions League final and he saw a toddler hanging off the side of a building on the fourth floor. Man, this guy is a... he is an illegal migrant who had landed off a boat in Italy and then was trying to settle in France, but then his application was being rejected and all this kind of stuff. And then dude saw this happening. He just instantly ran across the street. Guy climbed up four floors on the edge of the outside of the building. This was like with crowds of people in the street shouting and everything. Dude climbed up the building and grabbed this little toddler and lifted the toddler up to safety.
Serious.
As soon as I saw this baby hanging there, I just started crying and I was like, oh my God. And then just
that's a real life superhero. He's probably wearing them African student shoes as well, without the socks on. You know, when you see the dry ankles. Might have managed to climb up that big. That's Jesus.
Yeah. And then it was just the fact how it was like no hesitation. And I was just like, come on, ladies.
Baby?
I don't know.
Come on,
actually.
Complete the story.
I don't know.
Complete
actually.
The, you know, the put the yin to the yang. It's got to have been a white baby.
Black it wasn't a black
immigrant
baby
with African student shoes on. Climbs up four Floors and Saves a Little White Baby. That would bring us together. You know, that would make people that like, unites. All the ignorant people like, right, yeah, shit, I shouldn't be thinking
yeah,
like
we'll
that.
Yeah, we'll allow him, yeah. No, but then after this act, so imagine you just had a street full of people were watching it and dude just literally, and they nicknamed him Spider-Man. Because dude literally just climbed up the side of the building. He's from Mali, this guy. Mm. Now, President Macron gave him, offered him citizenship
what,
to
in France.
Gave him a bravery award and offered him a job as a fireman in France.
What? That's deep. You see, look, all you illegal immigrants out there, all you got to do is go out there and save babies, and then they'll just turn around like that. So he got rejected by France.
Or he was in the process of trying to apply, because the way EU law works, whatever country you land in as an illegal migrant, you have to apply for citizenship in that country. Okay. But he landed in Italy and then was trying to settle in France. But it was like in this all this, you know, the bureaucracy of doing all that. And the other reason I love this story is because a lot of these like mass shootings and things that we see, I feel as though that kind of, not promotes it, but there's vulnerable people out there who also see this stuff and then they're like, I can be someone and get on the news if I go and do something disturbing or messed up. And so to have a story like this so promoted, I think then it just reminds everybody, you know, we can all do something about this. And what I loved about him, why I'm just like, he's 22 years old, this dude, and he's pretty fit. I think he was quite fit.
He climbed up four stories.
Back me up on that, and my best friend who straight away was like, yeah, he's pretty all right, because I was like, you want to marry a dude like that, not because he can climb up a building, but just because it's
that's
handy as well, but it's just the confidence and the selfless instant action. Like, there was no second thought. Man just put his life at risk to save a child. Hundreds of people stand there watching. And, you know, it also reminded me also of, because many of us, I think we feel like we're so small and our voices are insignificant. What does my, how do I make an impact? How do I matter? And it reminded me of a Dalai Lama saying where he says, if you think you're so small, you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping in a room with a mosquito. You know, and I just think...
Boy, I've done that before. I messed up. If I ever tell you my mosquito story, you'll be cracking up, man.
Yeah, haunt you.
Yeah,
for...
it's alleged, though, so I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it. So go on anyway.
We'll do the research and get back to you on it. Yeah. But yeah, so I just was like, Mamadou Gassama, man, props to you.
Yeah, big up, big up. Where's the big up, big up?
Yeah,
button?
Let's give him a second one.
Big up, big up.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, aka Spider-Man, 22 years old.
Sorry, Le Spider-Man.
Le Spider-Man. Oh, is that Le Spider-Man?
Oui.
I mean, it's really good because France is a bit mixed up at the moment. Like, there's a lot of, you know, far right shit going on that is confusing people.
Across Europe. I mean, when you see what's going on in Italian politics right now, it's insane where you literally have, you know, potentially the far right movement running the country there, and of this is going to possibly lead to like just a domino effect across the EU, you know, crumbling. But
it's a possibility, isn't it?
So I just think even more reason that we have these cool people to support to talk about as well. And shouts out to Andre 3000, who celebrated his birthday at that same Oakland park where the white woman called the police on the black people having the barbecue. So he went had a birthday party there.
Serious? Yeah. That's hilarious, though.
But get in touch. What do you think needs shouting out, people? We love you guys, and all your voices count on this show. So reach out to us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we're going to be letting you know some other cool things that have been going on in the world. Plus, there's this brand new cooking line that's all inspired by hip-hop artists. But we're going to give you the wise word on that too.
But so speaking of cooking, though, this barbecue lady, what does she do exactly? Because I've seen the pictures everywhere, but I couldn't catch up on what it was.
She had
the shaggy hair and all that.
And the sniper glasses.
Yes.
PC principal glasses.
Right, she's probably looking like she's ready for this, isn't it? She's
like, who's that guy who like hunts people, like the bailiff guy in America with the mullet?
Oh, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, he looked like him, innit?
Yeah, she did, didn't it? She looked cousins. They were related by the hair. Yeah, they were related by the hair and the glasses. But what is she? What? So she They were barbecuing in the park and she called the police for them. That was it.
She was calling the police like, you can't barbecue here. This is against the law. And then this white woman started filming and going up to her, questioning her, saying, why are you calling the police on these people? They're not breaking the law. And it was blatantly racial kind of thing. And then the white woman was following her down the street. And then when the police turned up and they were just like rolling their eyes at this lady, and then the lady in the sniper glasses.
She was hating, man. She just wanted some of that barbecue, boy.
Yeah, she was just hungry.
See the rumbling her belly from the picture, boy. Like,
her belly was talking.
I swear I see a little dribble down her cheek and shit.
Aww. So yes. See, so much going on in the world. Have you heard this brand new Black Thought yet, Mice?
Not yet. You know what I mean? That's my favourite rapper. So, but I didn't go to... where was I? Oh, yeah, I was too busy to like... But it's a free download, apparently, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Apparently. I don't know. Anyway, go on. You got more info on that. But I haven't checked it out. I've heard a verse, like... You know, I got a little spoiler on Instagram where someone uploaded a verse of it, and I was just like, yeah, this is going to be fire.
Yeah.
Ninth Wonder on the beats, Black Thor on the rhymes, come on. And this is volume one, so there's a bunch more volumes coming, which is what people have been waiting for, because it's always in the reach. But you want to hear one of the beats? Let's go!
Yo, the big world keep turning like Ikes and animes. The church kitchen hustling dinners every Saturday. Pull over, let me grab a plate. I tend to gravitate towards our fish dinners from a styrofoam platter taste. My granddaddy sported plaid Donnie Hathaways, hustling for everything we had till he passed away. When I would ask him about what path to take, he used to laugh and say, no man is an island, but I'm a castaway. Casualties, I seen them like the French Foreign Legion. On the streets, they used to carry out bizarre procedures in jean jackets and Jabbar Adidas. Back when local R&B was just as soulful as orthopedics, me and my man twisting up some reefer and wishing we knew all the town. Hitman and the likes of Sam Christian on the edge of existence. Man, listen, understand, respect and fear was an all-American ambition for badass kids in the laundromat folding a load. When lo and behold, a whole nother fork in the road. My wish for them is that the truth is eventually told. Out on the corner where whatever you can sell is sold. I heard murder ran this vast deserted land since back when Burning Man was Blacks in Birmingham, before the presidential election diversion scam. Matter of fact, before they clap Franz Ferdinand, you gossip on Jay and Beyonce or Kim and Kanye. But keep rising to the top, what my mind say. Picture my daughter drinking water with a sign. Say for color girls, I ain't talking into Zaki Shange, who said in Senegal, I was a king and general, rich in every resource, precious metal and mineral. Before the devil entered the land of the plentiful, with that Jamaican funk, gotta get it in the hoop for generations. Under God, indivisible, psych war patients, vampires in an interview, become institutionalized. What a nigga do, but what we had to do to survive, none of them could do. Who the technical culprit? I don't mess with no vultures. I'm electrical voltage, not the regular dosage. Too obsessive, compulsive, I'm a fucking explosive. Mixed message in a bottle I left with the postman. I'm not arachnophobia, black petroleum, ceremoniously holy when at the podium. Even though it's hotter than weapons grade plutonium, the people try to check for the return of the Ichiban. Obi-Wan, universe, you owe me one solid. My homie Gonzalez, only no gun violence on the corner where they probably on a 21. Savage, catch two in your cabbage. Young Caesar Chavez, Division 1. Yo, women, where we get our rhythm from? Continuum, still swinging like a pendulum. Here the women come singing like Sarah Vaughan. Heard ninth up in a house from North Carolina. Ain't no mannequin challenge, but you're paralyzed. It's getting cold outside, a word from the wise. Y'all niggas better bundle up, but I better be a hotter summer, not for nothing. Yo, the cops get down, especially when it come to us. Nigga better be a Rockefeller, get that out your pocket, fella. Same acapella, ain't a damn thing really changed as far as I could tell it. Another soul with no name, the helicopter's hunted. Look like a couple of days before the doctor coming, but that's my little cousin watching for me. I think the world trying to sock it to me. It kinda feel like everything is out of pocket for me. Who keep it 100 when everything's partial? Dignity and sanity is what the game costs you. Wake up to the paddles on your chest, we had lost you. I'm just painting a picture like Harry James Marshall. I'm just taking a picture like Harry May. We ain't so smile and say, geez, we in 2018 in a pyramid. Scheme nightmares and day dreams from the runaway slave to a modern day king.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace from Brooklyn, New York. We on Full Bar Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy, Real Hip Hop. Let's go.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
Flames, boy. That was, and he just spat through the whole thing, innit? There was no chorus. Jesus.
Mm. 2 of 15 Ooh. Is the name of that cut. Streams of Thought, Volume 1. That's the EP, brand new. Produced entirely by Ninth Wonder.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought one it was the... a mixtape.
No, no. Okay. And one of the tracks on there was already released, which we did play for you last year when that came out, yeah, right, no. Here on the Hip Hop Show, FUBAR.
This is not to brag about it, but humbly, of course.
We do bring you all that good stuff here first. But yeah, that track with Styles P, which was kind of bananas as well. Mm. So definitely check it out. That's got to go into one of my favorite releases of the year so far.
Mm.
At least.
So cop that.
And you know, like I mentioned earlier, there's some exciting alternative things going on in the hip-hop world at the moment. And on the line, we are joined now by Chrissy at Caribbean Kitchen. Can you hear me, Chrissy?
Hey. I can. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good. You sound like you're live and direct in London town, but you're not, are you?
No, we're in Ibiza at the moment. We've just done the Ibiza launch of hip-hop hot sauces. So, we've blasted that yesterday, and we're back in a few days for the London launch.
So, wait, rewind, come back again. Let me, I beef a bit. I'm already like, wow, I'm jealous. But now you're talking about, so hip-hop hot sauce.
That's right.
What? So how does that work?
The Caribbean Kitchen have been providing Caribbean catering for artists and events for about 10, 15 years now. And because I do a lot of work in the music industry as well, I thought it'd be a good idea to blend the two together and launch a range of hip-hop hot sauces. Yeah. So they're all inspired by either or artists that I've either worked with or inspire me a lot. And hence the range that has come out now. So we have Damage, which is inspired by Pharoah Monch. Whoa. We have Fire, which is inspired by K9 from Frenglish Connection. We have Kickoff, which is inspired from Batwang. And then the last one is Feeling You, which is Stevie Wonder and Omar.
Wow. Oh. And then you're doing all this, you're launching officially the sauces with an event that's happening this weekend in London, right?
That's right. So we're blessed to have both Batwang and Omar on the bill.
Wow.
Going to be performing. So they're waiting to get them both on the same bill for a long time now. So that'll be cool. We're also very lucky to have Boogie Blind as well over, who will be DJing for us on the night too.
Nice.
Executioners, New York in the house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so how is it that you've managed to make all this happen? Because you've built up Caribbean Kitchen, which is your restaurant based in Brighton, like from scratch. And now you have residencies in Ibiza. You're doing events in London. I mean, how have you met? Is this all like your own creation?
Hard work, perseverance, hard work, never being beaten down. And yeah, just being blessed to have such good people around me. It's a nice supportive. Started to see the support come through on the scene. Us oldens and us oldies have to stick together, and it's been shown and proved that that's the case. So yeah, it's all good.
But why did you want to, why did you feel that you wanted to name the sauces after hip-hop stars, hip-hop artists and songs and stuff?
Because that's who she was listening to while she was making the sauces.
Exactly. It's the inspiration, the love that's going into the food and the sauces at the time. But as well, it's just, I think there's this thing now, this crossover of food and music. So for myself personally, I'm a hip-hop, reggae, soul head. So those are the things that are going to inspire me. And hopefully the people that are listening to these guys as well will like the sauces.
Yeah.
It's like a new age soul food, isn't it? It's like soul food.
And the whole chili sauce thing is so fashionable, like, I hate to use the word fashionable, but it's fashionable in hypes at the moment. So I thought it would be a good crossover of the two.
I think I am gradually I'm preparing myself to become the old lady who has the Tabasco in her handbag. Like, that's how addicted to Tabasco I am. So I'm
never leave home without a bottle in your bag.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to trying some of these. And then if people want to try some of the sauces, like, how can they track them down, track you down,
get the where taste? Are the sauces available?
Yeah, you can get us online. So on Instagram, we're at Caribbean Kitchen Food. Or on Facebook, we are the Caribbean Kitchen Brighton. So, yeah, hit us up online and we'll be able to send them out live for you.
Very cool. And then we hope to see you Friday at your event happening at Chip Shop with Black Twang and Omar.
Wicked.
Sounds incredible. And DJ Boogie Blind, my goodness. What a lineup.
Exactly. But what a treat.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Chrissy, for all your hard work. Cannot wait to try out this new range. And, you know, best of luck with all of it.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for having me on. I'll get some bottles in the post to you.
Yeah. Enjoy Ibiza on our behalf. Send some of that Ibiza good chilling energy this way as well.
I will do.
Nice
take
one,
care, guys.
Chrissy.
Thank you. Take care.
Are you a chili sauce person or mild mice?
Yeah, man. Nah, I'm a hot sauce dude. I don't even chili sauce. It makes it sound like it's cold or something. You know what I mean? That's why I say hot sauce. Like, I don't even want it to sound like there's any form of something mild in there. Mayo, salad cream. Ease me up with all that. Just give me the hot sauce, bro. You want chili sauce? Nah. It doesn't even sound right. That sounds like you're talking about water to me. That's how deep in the...
That's how black you are.
That's how deep in the hot sauce game. I got some friends. Shout out to Youthstar, man, over in France. He lives in Bordeaux. He's an MC. This guy walks around with hot sauces. Like, you see how you said the Tabasco? This dude walks around with hot sauces.
Like
he has...
A range.
Yeah, he's like, and there's no, he just starts off from hot. It's not like medium, mild. No. It's just hot, hotter, and then just stupid.
Death.
What's the point, bro?
it's just like,
I can't taste nothing but just dying. Like, it feels like my taste buds are trying to beat me up from the tongue.
But that's why I think it becomes addictive, because it's like the rush of endorphins and everything, and then you become addicted to that, like, adrenaline and all that stuff. But you know what? It's remind me of this story that I saw with this woman who became addicted to tartar sauce, and she couldn't stop eating tartar sauce.
Oh, man, she must have stank, man.
And then when they when they actually worked out, she was in one of those OCD clinic places, then when they worked out, she was eating literally like gallons and gallons of tartar sauce per year kind of thing.
Later.
But it was a compulsion. She couldn't stop herself.
She must have stank of tartar sauce and chip shops, boy.
Yeah, so there's some of that going on in the world. Crazy OCD people like me. People like Chrissy making cool hot sauces.
Yeah.
But there's also other dope releases that are happening and cool things going on. Have you heard any of this new Pusha T, Mice?
Bits and bobs. When you're seeing people and they're playing the music, or it might be in the background somewhere. I haven't actually listened to the full project yet. I heard it's a 7-track album.
Oh, I can't even remember. Yeah, it's something like that.
So Black Thought and Ninth Wonder dropped an EP with how many tunes on it?
The Black Thought one is 5 tunes.
And then now Pusha T dropped an album with 7 tunes.
Mm.
So, I just wanted to put that out there for anyone confused about how many tracks you should put on your album or EPs.
You see? We're dropping them gems.
Apparently, via, is it the Grammys? That's how you can, it has to be minimum 7 tracks.
If anyone wanted to try
and win a Grammy out there for it to be an album, you know what I mean? You got to put 7 tracks on the album.
I'm on it.
Otherwise, it's an EP. So I just want my cut if anyone out there does win a Grammy off the back of me saying,
sharing that
knowledge.
Information. Yeah, dropping that knowledge.
Yeah. Let's pattern it properly, because you know what I mean.
Well, should we play you some of this Pusha T?
Well, I wanted to ask you something.
Play
Pusha T. Let's get into the Pusha T thing, because you know what I mean? Drake versus... Nah, I'm joking.
So here's some brand new Pusha T for you, produced by Slavery Was a Choice.
What? That's the name of the producer?
Yeah, Kanye West. Drug dealer Benzes with gold. That's his new name now, Slavery Was a Choice. Condos. I'm done with Kanye.
He's in the bin now.
I'm sorry. This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that shit fades. This lifestyle
forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the fuck you expect when a nigga got a cape and he's great? Ovens full of cakes that he bakes, steel spread and paste. The love just accentuates the hate. This is for my bodybuilding clients moving weight. Just add water, stir it like a shake. Play amongst the stars like the roof in the Wraith. Get the table next to mine, make our bottle servers race. These are the games we play, we are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex-nigga claim he makes to all of my young niggas. I am your ghost in your raid. This is my purple tape, save up for rainy days and baby mama wishes. Along with the side bitches, they try to coexist, end up wishing you die bitches. Stood on every couch in the A at the black party, no jewelry on, but you richer than everybody. You laugh a little louder, the DJ say your name a little prouder, and we don't need a globe to show you the world is ours. We can bet 100,000 with my safe hold. My number's looking like a bank code. These are the games we play, we are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex-nigga claim he make. Ain't no stopping the champagne from popping the drawers, from dropping the laws, from watching with yay back chopping. The cars and the women come with options. Caviar facials remove the toxins. This ain't for the conscious. This is for the mud made monsters who grew up on legends from out of Yonkers, influenced by niggas straight out of Compton. The scale never lies. I'm 2.2 incentivized. If you ain't energized like the bunny for drug money, or been paralyzed by the sight of a drug mummy, this ain't really for ya. This is for the Goya Montoya, who said I couldn't stop, then afforded me all the lawyers. The only kingpin who ain't sinking. Chess moves have made my third eye ain't blinking. Stay woke, nigga, or get out. Still pull them whips out, still spread the chips out. Might buy your bitch some new hips and yank a rib out. The message in this music all my niggas had to live out. These are the games we play, we are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex-nigga claim he made. Yeah!
Sarah dropped the bomb. That was a good way to intro the tune, actually.
Yeah.
That cracked me up.
Good promo for him.
Jesus.
But yeah, that track is The Games We Play from the new album Daytona.
Sounds nice, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd say. That's the only tune that kind of sounds like that. And the rest is a bit more 808 and slavery kind of sound to it. But no.
808 are my choices.
No, but I could you see Kanye? He did this. I mean, I'm making an active point of ignoring him and his name whenever I see it now, because that's how offensive it is, I think, with what he actually said.
Yeah,
but yeah, because he released this
project
and then everyone went to Wyoming for this
event, the album release party or whatever.
Yeah, the launch, I guess, or something.
And it's kind of it's worrying because you think like, wow, that's a bunch of people that probably they didn't say anything publicly to support him. They didn't say anything publicly to go against him, but they'll go to his thing. So it's like, wow, you lot, you're probably more...
It's as simple as that, isn't it?
You know what I mean? You're like, that's what Yes Man, that's exactly what a Yes Man is.
And this is why I've got to say shouts out to Monroe Bergdorf. She was like, so we cancel Azalea Banks, Amorosa, Stacey Dash, Chrisette Michelle for their entire careers for supporting Trump. But Kanye gets put on the naughty step for a relative 5 minutes on stating on video, slavery sounds like a choice and that Trump is his boy. Seriously? You're going to roll with that?
Do you know, do you think he's kind of getting away with the whole like, oh, I'm not well, I'm on prescription? Do you think he's getting away with it in that sense? Because it feels like that's the kind of
games he plays.
I guess it feels like that's the type of games he plays. You know, when was it, a couple of years ago when he was on tour and he had the breakdown? Was it last year or the year before? He had the breakdown because Kim Kardashian got robbed at some hotel
horrific.
Or whatever.
That's horrific. I mean, imagine hearing that your wife had been held at gunpoint and robbed.
Yeah, like, but around that time, he was doing all the ranting and kind of cussing everyone out, cussing Jay-Z, then saying, don't send your shooters for me, all this and that. And then also cancelling the tour. And people were saying that there are only a few reasons he can get away with cancelling the tour, otherwise he'll owe a lot of money. And one of them was in case he goes a bit mad, in case he goes insane.
Okay.
You know, and he has to go into the mental asylum, but, you know, he has to go and get some help.
Yeah, he can say that he's
unwell. And so that's what happened, yeah. That's what happened. He disappeared and he was unwell. Then he put on that, you know, like I got friends that they go to them sort of places. They always come back, put on weight because the drugs they give you makes you hold a lot of water. So that's when he come back and he's talking about he had to go and get liposuction or whatever.
Well, I mean, this is clearly someone who's a seriously troubled individual.
Sorry, it's just like, right, my wife told me, you know, like, I was like, damn, how do you lose all that weight, girl? 2 weeks. She's like, yeah, liposuction.
I got
the hookup. Oh.
No, you know, there's legitimate medical circumstances that people might need to have liposuction and stuff, you know. And clearly, Slavery is a Choice guy is, like, going through a major mental breakdown.
He didn't get that
I didn't even realise that he had produced the new Pusha T album until after I decided that I was going to play that tune today. But I will not be playing anything from the Kanye album now. I'm done with him. If a white person came out and was saying that, do you think I'd be rolling with that person and letting that run and promoting them? No. Mm. So moving swiftly on.
So moving on to who we just played anyway, which is Man Like Pusha T, you get me? I do find it a bit confusing with how, you know, the boss man, what did you call it? What's his producer name again?
Slavery was a Choice.
You know, his antics, his this, that, everything he's putting out there. But then you've got artists that are totally against that. You know, they've already advocated for things that don't go with, you know, the Trump ideals or whatever. So it's really weird, man. You know, the Rhyme Fest thing is all going on with Kanye. But with Pusha T now, he decided to come out, you know, I think it's on the album. It's on the album where he's dissing your boy, man. He's dissing, like, all light-skinned people's
it's like, if only him and Megan got together.
Megan Markle just about gets it. Like, when she's in the sun, you go, oh, yeah, I can see it. But, boy, wait till winter time comes. Wait till winter time comes, Megan. You ain't been out here in the winter. You gonna look white as a motherfucker. I'm joking, But, yeah.
No, I hope she's happy.
Pusha T and Drake are now going back and forth with a high-powered, high-level, intricately worded battle. All right, I'm taking a piss, but have you checked out any of it?
Can I make a really a confession?
Yeah, yeah.
That I've not bothered to check any of it at all. But I actually have a...
I just wanted you to hear you say that.
I think that confession warrants some of...
I just wanted to hear you say that, but I was like, I know Sarah ain't checking for this shit.
I can't be bothered. Like, it's I just want to be able to check these things objectively, not when you're in the eye of the storm. Because in a way, even with the Childish Gambino thing, it's like, it's so funny. The amount of my friends who aren't hip hop people at all, and they've hit me up and they're like, Sarah, can you please just explain this? This is America song to me, like, because everyone's going on about it. And then they're like, it's not really that good a song. But it was going crazy. I'm like, this is just how the world works now.
Yeah, I also think that, definitely. Like, I think the song and the video were meant to be heard and seen together. I don't think it...
But that's what I think. But that makes a statement about if music needs to be
seen
good. No, for a piece of music to be good, has to be taken with a visual, then the music must be a bit limited.
You could say that, but that's the same as, like, with a soundtrack, with a film score, you know? Like, if it was just the music on its own, maybe it wouldn't
work. I love
film score.
Like, I love film scores and film score composers. And those pieces of music, you can listen to that music without the visual and you're taken on you can feel the emotion that they're conveying that you can't see, if you were to listen to that. So I don't think it is quite the same as,
it's definitely not the same as in what it is. But my point is that maybe he made the music, you know, a certain way so that it would speak to a certain demographic or certain type of people but then made
phones.
The video. Yeah, but then made the video so that people, it would just, like, create the conversation of, like, what is that? What does this mean? And what, you know, him doing that, you know, there's all these things that people are trying to break down. Now it's turned into some science, program or whatever, breaking down what the video is about. He's done the smart thing and said, look, I don't want to talk about it. So let everyone else talk about it. Yeah, he's okay. Like, no, I don't want to talk about it. So let everyone else do it. But I feel like, it, you know, as a tune on its own, if it was like someone said, oh, check this rapper out from Atlanta, and he's got this new tune or whatever, and I heard it, I'll be like, rad, this is not really rap or whatever. But to take that away from it, take away that, okay, this is meant to be a song that I could play in the car or spin at a club or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just what is it he's trying to do? And for me, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool that he knows this song might not be, like, people might not get it unless they see what I want them, you know what I mean?
That's what I said to my girlfriend. I said, look, I'd rather kids were listening to this than listening to, you know, Taylor Swift, to be honest. Mm. Like, really, what are you getting out of certain other, or many people, I mean, the list is endless, isn't it? So, no, I mean, it's not, I'm not knocking the tune. I'm just saying, in 10 years, are you going to be pulling your hair out when that tune drops?
Mm.
You know, because are people putting their hair out now to Black and Yellow? Not that I'm putting that on the same level as Black and Yellow, but I'm just saying.
Well,
it's
like
the songs you get caught up in the whirlwind at the time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll let you know, like, I still listen to Soulja Boy, Superman, that hoe. When I'm in the shower, do you know what I mean? I put the shower around my neck. Around my neck. Not the rail, but you know, the curtain.
The curtain,
and then I do the Superman, that, oh, and then sometimes I drop, bust my forehead, but.
It's all just part of starting the day.
Iron forehead, isn't it?
But, yes.
Anyway.
Still to come, we're going to have next in the studio some special guests, Marcus Mandible and Mike Wilson.
Yep.
Are going to be joining us, so do not move. This is FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
I'm very excited to have Rams in the building with me. I just want to double check if your ting has stopped calling you at 7 a.m. because that is horrible.
Now I'll speak to him, so a couple of different girls at
around
the 7 o'clock time.
All right, okay, so it's a thing that you like to do. 7 a.m. is your sort of witching hour, is it?
Early calls are the best.
So tell me, where are these other girls from?
They're from different areas in London.
London?
Some cross country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in one or two.
In maybe America?
I would say, oh, no, I can't say that. I was about to say it.
Okay, well, I'm from Walthamstow, so if you've not got any there, I'm free. If you're up for it, no? Okay, next time maybe.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m, FUBAR Radio.
What could be sweeter than you?
If I would rap or just sing on, it took me a while, now I'm getting my swing on. Icarus in increments, sometimes I put wings on. Every hero ain't a hero till there's a theme song. So many tries, but every time it just sing wrong. Saturday night, just kicking it with my best man. Looked at my left hand, I got a ring on. Oh shit. How did we get here? Started with a kiss, then another kiss, then another kiss, then a covered dish with white rice, greens, and smothered fish. I'm lying, it was just chicken. Niggas was thugging it. Now we got a covenant. It's on a bond for life. In all my years, this was the easiest song to write. It's my confession in the rhyme, a testament, and I just wanna do my thing. As I talk about a feeling that cannot be explained, or a love that cannot be contained in a measurement of time. Some say it was a blessing in disguise. Scratch that, girl, you a lesson from the skies. And I thank God for my winnings. That's word to life, Jennings. Finally letting go of the mistakes of my 20s. I admit that I'm not an easy sell, but I'm the PD to your Chiwa tail. Your big boy to tell them bitches pay your beeper bill. My nigga be for real, swore I wouldn't do it again. My man said that'll change. First time it's all about working through your baggage. Second time around it's all about the baggage claim. Thank your maker, stack your paper with a real one. Major key, clavinet, lead them all the holes on read like clarinets. Gorgeous, no wrongs in this love song I wrote for us. Wedding play all day with no chorus. Let's ride. This goes out to you.
Yeah.
and me, girl. On the couch. Two pillows. One pillowcase. Yeah.
Produced by Tall Black Guy, and that's from his new album No News Is Good News. It's out everywhere. He's also got beats from Knots Marco Polo on the album. And if you missed when Fonte was on this very show right here on Food Bar Radio, you should listen back on the website. All our past episodes are there. And I've got to remember to shout out Not PC8. I missed you last week when we didn't hear from you on Twitter at Food Bar Radio. So keep in touch, man.
Yes, man.
We love your messages of just positivity.
And make sure you check past shows at foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Speaking of hip hop, we got another aficionado in the building with his brethren. Wagwan. What's going on, Marcus Mandible? How are you, bro?
Yo, I'm good, man. Thanks for having us.
Man like Mike Wilson, World One.
What's up, mate? Pleasure to be here. Right up close like that, yeah?
Yeah, well, no, put it to you. You can pull the mic. Don't be afraid. Sam will jump on you, boy. She'll give you that rear naked choke, put you to sleep in 2.5 minutes.
Don't tease him like
that. That's her taking her time as well. I said put him to sleep, not take him to bed. So stop laughing. How are you, Marcus, man?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, just been grafting. Putting in the legwork.
See that, man? So you got an EP?
Album.
Oh, it's an album?
Yeah, it's an album.
Oh,
yeah,
shit, debut. My bad. Debut album. How's it feel, man, putting an album together? I want to ask you how long it took, first of all.
It took a year, mate.
It took a year?
Yeah, so like a big year. I've been working on with the live events constantly as well. But the album has taken, I think, since we thought of the ideas for it, a good year of solid rewrites, retakes.
Oh, nice. So you were writing, rewriting, demoing. So you took it serious. A lot of people, when they first started, I mean, you know, we could tell though when you came on, you smacked it a couple times. When we could tell that you've been writing, you know what you're doing. But in terms of when you're putting together like a full project, like an LP, it is like, what are the sort of things that you learnt along the way within that year?
Consistency, like, because I like to bounce around genres, you know, and rap on like live bands or, you know, different types of beat. And with this, we really, although it is really varied, we wanted to make it consistently varied. So it kind of holds its own, you know, theme.
And so, and you're talking about the different genres that you're working with and making that mesh together as a whole project. I think it's quite hard to do, isn't it?
It's a new genre, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've made a new genre. It's like grime, rap, hip-hop, bit of dance.
That doesn't sound new. I don't know how new that is yet. That sounds like
glow sticks.
That's glow sticks. Or maybe.
I discovered a new genre this weekend.
What was it?
And it's called All Lives Matter, the genre. But there's just certain type of easy listening, like just boring.
The genre is called All Lives Matter.
Well, that's what me and my brother and sister named it anyway. Digress on the show.
So how's Mike Wilson involved?
Mike is a long-term producer and collaborator and friend of mine.
See? Brethren. I can tell when people are brethren. Brethren.
I don't think I quite got it, man.
Brethren. So, Mike, how long have you been producing? Bro, yeah, brethren.
He's a brethren.
Brethren.
So, I've been producing as an individual for about 5 years. As Threeside, the company that Max is working with now, that's only been going for 6 months. This is our first album. We're so excited about it. It's the most bespoke piece I've worked on.
Bespoke, that's a nice word to use.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Your accent, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought I'd say it for
Yorkshire.
Just speaks for me. Yorkshire! Yeah. Sorry, whereabouts in Yorkshire?
Near Leeds.
Yorkshire! Oh, and you know our next guest is from the Yorkshire ends.
No way, I'll have to bump it too.
Yeah, from the home we don't want it to get Almshouse or anything. You know, Huddersfield versus near Leeds.
It gets personal.
Where near Leeds?
Skipton.
Yay!
Skipton boys!
Skipton in the house!
So how did you lot link up then?
We just
which internet forum did you
Facebook, innit?
Facebook.
Yeah, just linked up because I was looking to make some hip hop and Mike was looking to make some hip hop. So yeah, just linked up, had a beer, made some hip hop.
So like in terms of you know, like how did, so you'd heard his bars or you'd heard his beats, how did it work out that you knew?
A bit of both. It was a gamble, wasn't it, really? You know, Marcus dropped me a message and said he'd heard some of my stuff, and then I listened and we met up, we had a pint, and the rest is history. Started off as business, but we just have such a laugh now. We're mates.
It's bros, isn't it?
It's different.
I like the way you said we had a pint and then later said we started off as business. It's not
a big man.
What type of business
is it?
And so, Mike, had you released anything prior to that, like in terms of official releases, not just like...
Under my name, no. But I have worked on other people's EPs and such.
As in under a pseudonym, or
under their names, but then
we don't
take credit for it. Yeah. We produce, we bring people in, build a team around that, and then produce a product and put it out there for them.
That sounds official, man. So what's the company?
It's Three Side.
Three Side, and so it's come out on Three Side label, yeah.
We're not part of a label, just a production company. So whatever this crazy guy fancies doing with it, he can do with that now.
I was just get it out and let people enjoy it, I think.
And is it out now or when's it coming out? It
comes out June 28th, so I'm going to launch it alongside the monthly hip-hop open mic I run at Green Door Store.
Oh, yeah, you're still doing it, yeah?
Yeah, man, yeah. Probably till I die. Keep running it, man. Oh, they're loving it, love it.
We need someone to hold it down like that.
Yeah. Till they die.
We've got to keep us posted so then we can... Plug shout it events. Out on the gig guides.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, that'd be big.
You don't bring us in like so we could plug your events, bro.
It's my bad. I should have tagged you in.
That's what we're here for. Yeah. Even though you know we're based in London, but people listen all around the world. So
yeah, no, it's
they
big.
Might fly in from Brazil.
No, you know what I mean.
Well, I'm just saying that we've got people listening from all over, so there might be people that are close by as well, or they're in Brighton around the time that will be like, oh, let's go to this.
Exactly.
You know?
No, for real, yeah.
So you should keep us posted. So what's going on with the album then? Did you bring a tune for us to play? Like, I want to know if we're allowed to hear any of this special. What did you call it?
It's our genre. I don't know, what do we call it, Mike?
Punk. Grime
punk.
Rap.
It's punk, isn't it? It's punk.
Punk
rap.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's punk
back
rap.
To punk.
Rap.
Yeah.
But remember, like, back in the day, they used to call it Brickcore. Like,
oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Brickcore was sick, though.
That's what I'm saying. So
bring
it's almost
forth the
like,
guillotine! Yeah. I get no
but you see, the punk rap, that kind of makes me think Brickcore.
It's the punk attitude, but with rap as an umbrella term, taken from all the different genres that fall underneath rap and hip-hop. So even grime, you know, even spoken word, but I think the attitude is punk.
It's interesting, you know. I've been seeing a couple of debates about this grime hip-hop thing.
Yeah, for real.
Have you seen? Yeah. Well,
tell
in terms
me, because you know I live in a
I've always said this, and I think it's because I've seen, you know, before the grime thing started and whatnot, and affiliated with some of the people. So I've always said that grime is just grime. It's not... People are saying it's hip-hop, but it's its own thing, and I think we should respect it as that, as it's being its own thing. And more of the influence is from Jamaica than it is from New York.
Yeah, true.
When it comes to grime.
Very true.
You know, when it comes to battles, they're sending for each other.
Yeah.
You know, you send for someone, that's like more of a Jamaican term. Even the style of the way they're rapping on the beats for a lot. You know, there's so many different reasons why it's like...
The rhythm.
Yeah, I think if people really look at it, they'll realize like, oh yeah, shit, it's not as hip hop as you think it is. But in terms of the people that were making it, they were inspired by people, the jungle scene, you know, jungle MCs and producers and whatnot, who did come from a hip hop background.
It's all cousins,
so, you know?
It's cousins.
Yeah, it's more cousins than it is like, you know, but I think that's where it gets all mixed and mashed up. And this is what we try and do here with the hip hop show, is show people this is what hip hop is. Don't think it's all just like booty shaking and some of it is though, you know what I mean?
That's
like, I got that strip club later on, but
one of the four elements.
I gotta pick up some cash for one of my bitches later on. You know what I'm saying? And go pop some balls with that.
No, but that's it, Bob. But yeah. No, because I think also with the probably most grime people, but most people making grime and listening to grime, they listen to Jay-Z and Drake and
yeah, but they wouldn't class themselves. Wouldn't class themselves as the, you know about that producer. What's his name?
Slavery is a choice. I shouldn't even. That's gonna blow up again.
Yeah, I did hear some stuff about that. Yeah.
Mike, don't know about
that. Mate. Keep it corporate. Keep
Mike
it.
Mike Wilson's face where he's like, yeah, let me help back out the room here. Yeah, but you know, like they
but
don't
that
even.
That doesn't mean that you are. I mean, yeah, that's a, I don't mean is, it to sound as bold as that. That so doesn't mean you're hip hop.
So here's my point, yeah.
To Jay-Z.
When grime started coming out, when Wiley was making whatever it was, when the Pay As You Go crew, all of that sort of stuff, they weren't necessarily like thinking about what Puff Daddy's doing, or it wasn't, you know, there was mainstream hip hop, but they weren't necessarily trying to do that.
I don't think they cared
they were
about
doing,
it. Really.
Yeah, they didn't really care about it like that. Later on, when it's, you know, there's all the Drakes and all these different artists for. You know, Cameron with Dipset and all that stuff may have inspired them a bit, but they've already started making grime. Grime is already a thing now. So there's just a slight influence from all that. But you ask them yourselves, they wouldn't say, yeah, I'm hip hop. I think that's where we go, all right, then, let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Grime deserves its own frigging, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it stands alone.
I think what it is as well is a lot of people that are into hip hop and into grime probably felt a bit more comfortable saying grime is hip hop. Than just saying, yo, I'm into grime.
But also, I just feel like hip-hop is such a strong genre to hang your hat on. You know, like, we're 44 years deep in this thing. We're the biggest-selling genre in the world.
Y'all
so
better
it's,
respect my
it's
gangster.
It's convenient to lean on that when you need that support base kind of thing. But then at the same time, you want to disassociate and ignore, you know, the foundations and disrespect the foundation of it, sort of thing. So,
interesting.
You
some
know.
Interesting talks. You see, I told you.
Mate, I just find it fun taking from a bit of it all. As like a fan of lyrical content and delivery styles and different beats and production and the history and the cultures, you know, I think out of love for it all, we draw from it all.
Yeah, and I think that it should be cool to be like that. Like I think like for a lot of people, you start off being into one, especially with hip hop. You start off being hip hop, this and that, but then you start noticing the samples from friggin', you know,
100%,
some
it's
Brazil somewhere folk, you know what I mean, or just some random samples where you're like, oh right, that's from that. And then shit, I'm into reggae now, I'm into so-and-so, I'm into all these different styles of music off the back of that. And I think a lot of it happens as you mature. As you get older, your ears start to open up a bit more, innit?
Or maybe it goes other way around, I think, in some people. The older they get, the more closed their ears become, isn't it?
Yeah, that cauliflower ear, I know you're talking about there, boy. Yeah.
But what's your, like, your musical background? I mean, would you say that it's like you're more coming from a punk perspective of things, or it is more like an underground hip hop thing, like a rap thing,
grime thing?
I mean, I come from a punk long family line of like proper punks, old Brighton punks. Brighton born and bred, you know what I mean?
Were they there kicking people's heads in back in the day?
Probably.
Yeah,
shouldn't promote that.
Dr. Martin.
jokes.
I don't
punk, you lot, like,
yeah, they were though.
Yeah, you
Weekender.
The punk lot did represent well with the jeggings because they weren't even elasticated back then.
But that's what I love. I miss those days
we were
when you
about
had
jeggings earlier.
Go on, the fashion
it's an important subject, jeggings.
Yeah.
It is though, because when you think of how punks dressed, like that was an organic thing that came from those people
before,
and their
like Vivian
values
Westwood's coming and
before Primark, before H&M, just jumping on something because it's hot right now for this week kind of thing, and we're going to promote that. And nothing can be more like when you look at all these movements, whether that's the Northern Soul Boys, how they dress, Teddy Boys, punk heads, crusties, hip hop heads, like all of that is pure culture from the people. You know, did you see any crusties at the festival this weekend? Abby was telling us she went to a festival.
Yo,
I'm sure there were. It sounded like there were crusties there.
I respect anyone who wears them tight ass jeans, that they're not elasticated, and you got them big ass boots on. Like, that's
good luck.
That's hardcore. You don't want to fight someone like that. You know what I mean? Bruv, do you know what I went through to get this shit on? And now you want to fuck with me? Come on, go. I'm in pain all the time.
They can't kick high though, can they?
Bro, you know, hey, they don't care about that
then
shit.
You get
the awkward pogo.
That must have been influenced by the costume pogo dancing.
By the costume?
I mean, because the jeans were so tight, it's like limited movement.
Yeah, just jump around.
Yeah.
Right, they just, fuck it, I was ripping them. That's where you get the rips. Yeah, I can
fucking move better. That's where they started, the rips.
No, but I think there's a lot of similarities between punk and hip-hop music.
Oh, I got into hip-hop as a teenager, man. I just definitely heard it and fell in love with the sound, really. So I think, but it's the same school of thought and expression. And punk is kind of, not to knock the genre now, but like all new punk bands really do is try and emulate stuff from the past. Yeah. Whereas hip-hop is an art that keeps moving forward and keeps developing and trying to become something new.
For that, you're getting a round of applause. I know you can't hear it because you haven't got headphones on, but yeah.
Punk rock is all day, mate.
That's true. That's true. And that's also what's incredible about hip hop. Like, really, how much has folk or rock evolved in the last, like, 10, 20 years? You know, but there's so many different phases of hip hop and rap that have happened in just in that time alone, let alone the entire age of the genre too, kind of thing.
100%, yeah. Even like spoken word, you got artists like, because Saul Williams got me into spoken word.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think of that as hip hop, but it is. Do you know what I mean? And then I heard Saul Williams for the first time and just my mind was like, couldn't believe, you know.
What's that film again?
His that mad one, yeah, that crazy film.
I forgot what it's called. But man, we'll get back to you about that.
Yeah,
as
it's
well.
Good anyway.
I wanted to ask you, so what, when you put this project together, what did you want to put across? What are you putting out there with it?
It's quite heartfelt, to be honest with you. It's quite like honest. I just wanted to make an honest record. Been making EPs for time and with the bands and stuff and spoken word, but with this we wanted to sort of dive into something that has banging beats, so you want to listen to it, but real content on it as well. And for me, delivering content was just writing honest material. Just trying to say my actual perspective, you know.
And so was it a case of Mike sending you beats and you going yes or no, or was it
nah,
more...
It's personal, isn't it? I remember you coming to me and then we broke down the concept when we didn't think it was raw enough. And we were like, let's talk about what you did in this part of your life and this part of your life. And this guy's done some pretty crazy things and we really wanted to put that on record because you hadn't done that before. Put it out as a big collection.
No, we really hadn't. Like all the other records, it was almost like just being like a rap persona, just saying stuff because it's like... it's fun or it flows or you enjoy it, but which is great as well. But with this, we just wanted to actually like, this is Marcus perfect. Mandible. It's my mind.
And what, this is coming out on your label?
No, it's independent, it's a label. Okay. We offer a recording solution to people based in Brighton or London who don't have a production network and then bring that together, give it back to them and they can do their own release. No percentages.
Is it?
Yeah, no percentages. Yeah, it really is. It's just like...
Have you got an eyelash in your eye?
I think it's the best way of doing it because it means artists retain the power, all of the power, and come away with a product without having lots of names attached to it.
I love that.
So then how does it work out for you then? What do you get out of it apart from production on his release?
So we take a sum of money in order to do that, and that changes based on... what style you're doing. If it's you know, heavy commercial music, it takes a lot more time. So if it's, you know, hip hop, it might be a different price and just based on the body of work that you want.
Interesting.
And the other thing that's cool about that too, that I think reflects what we were just saying about the origins of punk music or hip hop and all this kind of stuff, is create a situation like you described there that creates a place where people can, an artist can incubate, you know, and just come with their own
incubation
vision and sound and everything, rather than being forced into slotting into whatever lane has been crafted out by the industry. Now,
I want to do a tune like that new one that we just heard on the you know, people do that. You're like, what?
But that's what's cool. There's a really good but there's a really good documentary on I and I Player at the moment about Jean-Michel Basquiat, but exactly the same thing, where a gallery owner gave him space to paint in, and so he was just like wiling, painting like crazy. So
let's have a listen to what these guys have been painting, you know what I mean?
It's so lovely to have you guys join us here today. What is any information that you want to share with people before
about
you
this exclusive track? It's called Big Brunty. And it's big and it's brunty.
Okay, I thought you don't want
to eat that.
Yeah, it's big and it's brunty.
What does that mean, man? What does brunty mean? Because like some of my African cousins, they might be listening and be like, oh, what is brunty? I don't know.
It's brunch, the most lethal part of an attack. Ooh. So that's brunt poetry.
Brunt poetry. Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
Elbow. So that's like a spear elbow or over elbow.
Flying knee.
That's flying knee. Business.
In those tight trousers.
Bruh, if you can do a flying knee in tight ass jeans, but I'll give you a jack straw.
You are the champ. Thank you so much, Marcus Mandible, Mike Wilson, coming through to the show, guys. Thank you.
Big run to yell again. Wanna go tell a friend. Hanging on, hanging out, and I'm hanging in. Ring, ring, ring. There goes my mobile phone singing. I'm feeling like I am in another time zone. Haggle with the homeless. I'm faceless, the lost drone. In the dome mix, here's the party. Don't know what I'm bringing. What was I thinking? Not a dot. It's the gift I guess that I like to call drinking. It's Big Grumpy. Call me the final boss. If you wanna front me, you get your final turn. It's Big Grumpy. Don't front me. It's Big Grumpy. Call me the final boss. If you wanna front me, you'll get your final chop. It's Big Grumpy. Don't front me. Another mystery, so we jump in the wagon out at night. Jaded, drunk and unhappy, diluted drink. Chop, shut the full fish and chips. Sausage battered, got a hollow head for the mushy peas. Pretty please, I'm bored walking streets. Slipping on the streets, I trade with ease. Like, what I gotta get, summon hot or not? Who's keeping score? You never guess, it's me. I guess somehow that I'm the referee. No, it's Big Bad Brunty. It's Big Brunty, call me the final boss. If you wanna front me, you'll get your final toss. It's Big Brunty. Don't front me. It's Big Grumpy. You call me the final boss. If you wanna front me, you get your final toss. It's Big Brunty. Don't front me. Disperse first, time to get absurd. Why would I never learn? I don't know how to change. I scratched my head until skin turned skull, and then skull turned brain. I got a black heart, no amount of hope brain can save. Decisions made a grave, and I feel the same. Still push through, acting brave. Another working class wage slave. Give it up for 2 days. Hey, another one to celebrate. Just remember my fucking name.
Yeah, Marcus Mandible, Mike Wilson. We were just speaking to them here on the show. If you missed any of that, listen back on the website. Shouts out to Sally, locked into the show, Riot, Com64, C Black, all you good folk who are tuned in. Get in touch on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. Email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. And right now, we're going to tell you where all the cool parties is at.
All the parties, mate. If you want to get up, there he goes.
Yes.
Looking for another party on a Thursday evening. Hoping to have a lovely weekend. Gonna get on it on Thursday. Carry it on into Friday.
Thursday.
Isn't he's gonna get it on into Thursday. Friday, who knows what. Saturday, very special day, as it's his cousin's birthday. Gonna take her out with all her friends. You know, get her on it from
Monday.
Early.
Took and her for Sunday. A drink on Tuesday. we're making love by Wednesday.
Sunday we recover. So yeah, what we got? What we got? Wednesday the 6th. Right, that's this Wednesday. That's this week. You got Word on the Street at Boondocks featuring Yomi Sode. Did I say that right? I wanted to say Yomi Sod.
Sorry.
Yomi Sode and Itch and DJ Shorty. Did I say it right? Yomi Sode. Yomi Sod.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
I don't know, emoji.
Thursday the 7th, what we got on?
Illa J. He's going to be at Ace Hotel for his home European tour and with support from Amy True.
Friday the 8th, you got Ayla.
Ayla. I was trying to do the accent.
You got Lee Scott and Black Josh.
He's boss.
At Camden Assembly.
Assembly.
Am I doing it right? I've got to work on that, so, innit?
We need to get Lee Scott on the show.
Yeah, hey.
That was not the accent, but no. He's boss.
All right. Shout outs to the Hip Hop Chip Shop in Brixton. We did speak about this earlier. Mm. Also on Friday the 8th, we spoke about it with Chrissy. If you want to get some of that hot sauce.
You got DJ Boogie flavors. Blind up there alongside Black Twang and Omar for the launch of Caribbean Kitchen's new hot sauce. Range.
South.
Saturday the 9th, Honor is at Rich Mix. Sunday the 10th.
Mind Over Matter at the Bedford with Tony D, DK and Jamal Khan. Shout out to Fisky and the crew. Also on Sunday the 10th.
Oh, brothers! Souls and Mischief. Yeah. I love those guys. They're at Jazz Cafe in London. So go through and check all of those shows out if you are available to. Maybe you have a show that you would like us to big up for you.
Yeah, we could do that for you. Still, hit us up, innit? Like hiphop at foobarradio.com, fam. You're the way there. Like.
Still. And all of the info for the gig guide is on the website as well. And coming up next, we're going to be having Huddersfield in the
finest
studio.
You know what I mean? And one of our good friends, Man Like Savvy, he's got a new album, The Battle for Hearts and Minds. Woo!
Yo, backseat watching Tyson on the telly. Do my slow dance, looking handsome in my heli. Don't sleep, honey, is the nicest. My bar from the story so far, just raised up the prices. Now who you know now, rocking feel a late summer. I shine like shea butter, my rhymes are straight gutter. Come and talk to me like a Jodeci song. And she's a queen, but she know that she's wrong. And this is strictly for my steppers.
Time on spent, you gotta keep your mind on rent. It's just another mundane week. We don't need to play no more. Over like we was before. We lost the way. Yeah. Show me how you do what you're doing. Out on the floor. Lost in your rhythm and time. Oh yeah. It's been so long. I feel so new. Can make it work tonight. Oh yeah.
I just hope that you can feel this.
I
and keep on moving, don't stop, no.
Don't stop, no, no.
Yo, I just love how we connect so strong. Every day, all night.
Yo, these sisters know my steeds even when I'm overseas. Slow down, you just a player in them lower leagues. For the steppers, coats with goose feathers, names in huge letters, got planes to choose whether. Get your suit measured to match with the new leather. I don't mess around, jet ski and dressing gown. Sending me love just like a Jeanne song. So come on, with the Zeus, we do it all night long, you know.
Pain no mind, honey, don't waste no time. And use up all your energy. Conserve your vibe, you don't have to stay inside.
Tyler Daly, I'm with my boy Connie Carnage, Children of Zeus family.
Yo, big shout to Sarah Love and Mice Digger, them my peoples, you see me, yo.
Oh, Manchester, see, we represent everywhere in hip-hop, goodness.
Yeah, man, Brighton and Manchester, no jokes.
Brighton, Wales, Manchester.
And?
That was Children of Zeus, by the way, all night. And that's that their brand new single from their forthcoming album. And they've got a special limited edition 7-inch vinyl for that as well. Go and check out that download right now. And I was a bit worried that maybe there was some fights kicking off in the green room as we saw two sides of Yorkshire meeting. Is that what happened? Yeah.
Representing for the hood. What's going on, man?
What's good? What's good?
Savvy
what's good?
In the building, boy.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me down, man.
Hey, of course, man. Of course,
when was the last time I saw you, lads?
Oh, nearly a decade or so.
Don't be silly.
Nah, it's got to be like 5, 4.
Goodness me. Well, you've not aged.
Well, you know, black don't crack.
Black
you know
definitely
the deal is.
Don't crack in Yorkshire.
We all know what the deal is.
We're using shea butter. Vaseline.
Yeah, cocoa butter. Cocoa butter standard.
Cocoa butter works, isn't it?
It's the one, man. Like, there's all sorts of tricks though you can do with cocoa butter. Do you know what I mean? It's not even just
to keep your face wet and then.
Oh, really?
Dental, all sorts of.
Is it?
Yeah, no, that's coconut oil. Coconut oil.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, he's flossing with. I can floss, by the way. I learned how to do that dance. Yeah. But who's flossing with cocoa butter? That's what I was a bit worried about. There's oil pulling in it.
Oil pulling, that's coconut oil. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, so you use coconut oil?
Yeah. I'm trying to clean it up nowadays, man. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, good. I'm pleased to hear that.
I try, but the shit gets dry. I think in the summer I'm all right with it, but in the winter, boy, that shit gets dry
if I'm using too much coconut oil. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, you mix it. Like, I make all my own body.
Your own body fluids.
Chill.
So anyway, speaking of the battle for hearts and minds,
do you know about Prashad's in Huddersfield?
Prashad's?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm schooling you on your own town.
Oh, no, are you talking about the Indian?
Yeah. That's the bomb.
Yeah, but say it properly. She probably said it without the accent.
Prashad. She's there. She's there. You're on Harringay.
She sounded mad Harringay when she said it. The Prashad.
How's Huddersfield?
Huddersfield's good, man. It's been all right to me. I used to live in London as well, under the name A Saviour.
Yeah.
Things changed, things morphed, do you know what I mean? I guess it was like, I'd be doing shows and fans would be like, yo, Savvy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if they're calling me Savvy more than...
A Saviour.
Yeah, maybe this is making sense. And then there was an element of like, change, moving on and growing. And I felt tied with that name, do you know what I mean? It represented something and... I'm more that, like, if you listen to the album, you know, there's instrumentation all over it. Don't get me wrong, it's rooted in hip hop. It's truly a hip hop album, but it's I'm pushing the envelope. I'm always trying to push the envelope. So
yeah, it's interesting because Marcus was talking a similar thing about, like, yeah, it's rooted in hip hop. It is a hip hop based album, but then you've expanded it onto other things. I think it's kind of cool to do that as well, like to show that. Hip hop isn't just one.
But you've got to, for me anyway, it's all personal taste, isn't it? For me, I still need to have my foundations there. I still needs to be a dope beat. Still the rhyme, still need to have some content. There still needs to be a flow there. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's not
you
just
can experiment,
album,
but you know what I mean? If it's
Whack,
yeah. I mean, that's a funny one nowadays. You know, we can't say something's whack anymore. We've got to
be polite.
You're a hater. It's whack, man. Like,
yo, man, look, listen to this beat. Man said this ain't okay. He's a hater, boy.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's just like now. Sometimes you got to tell some quality control. I mean, everyone can do it now as well.
But that's a good
SoundCloud
thing.
SoundCloud don't have no quality control, bruh. YouTube don't have no quality control, bruh.
Yeah, Wi-Fi took over from quality control.
It's a mixed bag, innit?
No one knows what it is anymore. Well, so it seems, innit?
So it seems.
I nearly called you by your government name. But Savvy.
Yeah.
Why... is there such a rich hip-hop history in Huddersfield?
I attribute to a bit of the West Indian, you know, the community is heavy in Huddersfield. It's heavy in, like, a lot of London West Indian people from a West Indian background in London, they know Huddersfield. Do you know what I mean? There's a strong connection, like Carnival, there's a deep connection with those as well. And I think from the sound systems, I'm bringing over and doing the sound systems and just musically... Musical culture is strong in Huddersfield across the board, though it's not specifically hip hop, it's just across the board. I think the hip hop scene in general is more of a West Yorkshire or Northern thing rather than a Huddersfield or Leeds, or it's all of them combined together. Do you know, like I consider Children as Youth part of my...
Oh, you're just claiming them for Yorkshire.
No, but you know what
they're
I'm
Lancashire.
Saying.
Don't try it.
I lived in money. I can claim money. But no, I just see it as a Northern scene as well. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I know that's Manchester and there's a whole lot of that. And there's no illusion. Do you know what I mean?
A Northern scene or just outside, further north of Milton Keynes scene?
I don't know.
I would have said...
I would say Northern...
Outside M25 scene.
Tottenham, yeah.
Tottenham,
For me, up north is Tottenham. I'm from west, so...
Watford, Gap, and that's everywhere. It. That's you're gone, you're done, yeah?
But
yeah.
It's true, though. It, like, speak on that, like, in terms of you feeling more connected with what they're doing in terms of Manchester... and surrounding whatnot.
A Leeds.
Because we, yeah, like for us, I'm ignorant to that. So I'd be like, okay, that's Manchester. This is Leeds. That's Huddersfield. I'd kind of look at it as separate.
They're all real next to each. They're all near to each other. It's just in the same way, like London. You're going from Camden to wherever, you know.
To like, what do you call it? Catford or something.
Catford, yeah. They're, well, London town has towns within it, but it's just the way we, up north, it seems to be like separated and treated much more as separate entities rather than, you know, like... Bradford's really not that far away.
No.
Leeds really ain't that far away. Yeah. Manchester really ain't that far away.
But that's what I love, because just how you're the artist who's done your cover work for your, this brand new album.
Abby Anderson.
I thought it was going to say.
She's a genius, son.
She's
gifted, though. It's freakishly gifted.
And she also did the album cover for some of Jess' past releases, which are now like kind of classic
iconic
business. She did some incredible work at the Florence School Art as well last year, which was like,
Did she paint you?
I sat for a portrait with her, which was incredible, because it was just in no time at all, man. It was just amazing.
She's a freak.
In a good way. In all the good ways.
In all the best ways. In all the best ways.
So I've heard.
But I was talking with Abby Anderson, check out her art, and we were just even talking about how the accent changes just from one valley to another. So even just the dialect in, like, say, Bradford, how that would be different. But when you think how close they are,
it's strange, colloquialism.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah, the change from just one side of a valley to another. Definitely.
But tell us about this new album then.
Battle for Hearts and Minds.
Why have you called it that?
What's been going on, Sav?
Is it a battle?
It's a battle personal. It's a battle. This world. Look, we're in some funny times now, aren't we? We're dealing with some strange. The world's changing, it's moving forward. You could say it's moving backwards in ways. There's all sorts going on. But it's my personal battle with, like, as an artist, I've had quite a hiatus with
hip-hop. I was going to ask about that first.
And there was an element of, like, I got a little bit disillusioned.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
In what sense, disillusioned?
This is the thing. At first, it was like, I'm disillusioned with hip-hop. And then I'm like, well, no, I'm kind of disillusioned with the industry. And then I was like, oh, no, this is more of a society thing that affects things travelling down, and kind of made sense of it. And the album's almost making sense of that. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of other topics in the album. It's personal. It's global. It's national. It's, you know, I touch on a lot of different topics, you know, different tracks like In the Pursuit Of. It's very much about just the choruses. I don't trust a word they say. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of...
Yeah, that's the video, right?
Yeah. And, you know, from extreme right to extreme left to feminism, nationalism, all these things fighting against each other and these... And just, you know, the... I'm not saying the television is all lies, but...
Tell a lie vision,
innit? Yeah, so it's just, I don't know, the whole album is dealing with different, it's also to do with kind of like logic and emotion.
And it's interesting because all them things, I feel like they're pretty on top in Yorkshire, like how these sorts of power struggles are playing out right now.
Yeah, I mean...
What, like as in Yorkshire, it'll be, is it heightened?
It's, yeah, I would definitely say just because... You know, you've got your... London is going to be more metropolitan. It's going to have more mixes of people. Don't get me wrong.
As diverse as Yorkshire is.
Yeah, but even with London...
It's too many, though.
Yeah, but
I see... too many fucking people out here, man.
This is the thing. I also see the kind of the degrees of separation, like the certain... Like, you know, I've lived in London and I've observed it and I've seen certain... People live in certain areas. You know, your South Africans will live in this area. Your Malaysians might be in this area.
It breaks down.
African communities are more in that. West Indian communities are more in. So I'm not saying. Don't get me wrong. London is one of the best examples of multiculturalism and tolerance of working together. But there is
some separation. You know,
there's always progress to make, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's always progress.
And so, are you touching on that a lot on this album?
To a degree, some of it is just like, I'm going to smash you over the head with the rhymes. I'm going to bend your mind inside out. Do you know what I mean?
We want
like,
that ignorance too.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So it's a mix of it all. Do you know what I mean? I spent a long time trying to balance the really trying to make an album that will move you, and you're going to come back to it. You know,
stay in power.
Yeah, you'll stay in power. trying to be timeless. I've strived for that, but at the same time, I'll never forget that the album's, it's entertainment. I've still got to entertain you, still got to enjoy it, even though I'm trying to craft this art piece or whatever you want to call it, and push the barriers with my production and stuff like that. I'm still, it's got to be entertaining. It's got to be. So it was balancing that line of really getting the content there. You know, it's not what you say always, it's how you say it as well, It's balancing that as well as just having an enjoyable album you could put on from start to finish and play it all the way through. That was the goal, do you know what I mean?
So have you produced the majority of this album?
Yeah, pretty much all of it. I got a beat off IQ.
Oh, and wow. DJ IQ.
Yeah, well, wow. Luke Story now. I can't say
what's
IQ.
What's his name now?
Luke Story. He's just going by his real name now, do you know what I mean?
What, as a producer or a DJ?
I don't know. He spits now and all. He does all sorts, you know.
Are you serious?
He's a model. He spits. He's on all sorts.
Do you know
what I mean?
Playboy lifestyle.
Yeah. You've got to give it to him, though. IQ was there from day. Like,
he did his 13, thing, you know 14, what I mean?
And his pups used to bring him to all the gigs to play. I think HFM days, isn't it? Or
yeah,
whatever.
His
pups used to bring him, so... More power.
Yeah, well,
to
I made
that,
an
man.
Album with him. The last album I made was the Air Luke Theory. That was the album we made together and stuff like that.
Theory.
So,
yeah.
Get IQ down.
So, was that the last project you did then, the Air Luke Theory?
Well, full album, yeah. I've had like EPs released in between. I've done collaborations with like Block Party and Athlete and stuff like that. You know, like some just out of my world. I didn't know they listened to my stuff, got in contact. Well, let's push the barriers a bit. Let me work with some other different people and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've done like EPs and singles in between and stuff like that. But I was just like determined to be like, if I release another album, it can't be contested. Do you know what I mean? I've got to put out, like, my reviews have been coming in and it's more of a long burn with this album. You know, I ain't got massive budget, so I'm not like trying to first week sales, I've sold this, that and the other. It's going to be over a period of time. So that was part of it. Long-lasting album that you can listen to and really appreciate, and maybe it will make an impact in your life and you'll remember it when you're older and stuff like that.
Mm. What kind of impact did Jeggings make on this album?
I wrote two tracks basically dedicated
addressing
to...
Addressing the issue.
I was wearing them while I wrote them as well, just to feel...
Yeah, because you need to live it to be able to speak
true
on it.
No faking the funk, man. No faking the Jegging. Like, no faking
Thank
the
God
Jegging.
For coconut oil, boy. It sorts out the little chaps you get in there.
No faking the funk by wearing Jegging.
Oh shit, it's good to see you, brother, man.
I know. What else in life has been happening? So I've not even caught up with you properly for years.
Well, I don't know.
What did you do on your hiatus?
I've been expanding. I developed the label as well.
Saving Grace.co.uk.
Go take a visit. You know, you could probably win some at there.
What's the label about? What have you been working on?
Well, that's my label. At first we started as a hip-hop recording label, you know, I'm just putting my records out. Then it's expanded into like releasing other artists, and I put a compilation, and then things took a turn into the direction of like working in a community and social enterprise. So the label became the Saving Grace Music and the Saving Grace Collective, and I've like delivered workshops and outreach programs in the local community, like dealing with the music and mentored young artists, released them on the label and stuff like that. Got them to play within my band, which is hard work because it's like a 12-piece band, so it's a lot of work. Do you know what I mean?
It's work just finding a time when all them 12 people are free at the same time.
They're trying to pay all them people.
It's for the love. It's for the love, guys.
But we've had some amazing shows with the band
as
well.
Buy them muffins.
Savvy and the Savoir Faire. That's my band is the Savoir Faire as well. So they're all with me. Like, but obviously you got to have that paper for that. The band, man.
But we're all building in that direction.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for coming down today. Tell me about this track, Hour of the Wolf.
The Hour of the Wolf. It's a dedication. It's an inspiration. It's a motivation, whatever you want to call it. We're all wolves. We're all just trying to get somewhere. Do you know what I mean? It's your time. Basically, it's a song. I'm saying it's my time, and I'm also telling you it's your time.
Is this the Jegging song?
No. Leave it.
Hour of the Wolf in Jeggings.
Yeah, Sarah's going to come in next week with two pairs of Jeggings.
Oh, God damn.
And I'm loving your accent still.
Well, Northern Charm.
Never tone it down.
That's why you moved back. You was like, fuck that, I ain't losing
this. You up, mate?
Yeah, oh,
did you sing Doe a Deer when you were in primary school?
Doe a deer, a female deer.
Drop of golden sword.
But you, what, I say bath. What do you say?
Bath, darling.
Yeah. Say bath.
Munch, say bath, you say manch. Like
B-A-R-F.
You what? Do
you,
I?
Say you say funny words. You twist the words.
You say munch. We say munch.
Yeah.
Are you, sorry, we're talking about eating all the
crunch.
Artists. Munch.
Whoa.
Munch
eating.
Okay.
Oh,
no,
munch. Oh, yeah. Right, I was like, munch.
I got really munch. Freaky for a second there. I ain't even going to put out there what I was thinking.
Yo, goddamn.
Let's get into this. Are you sticking around for the open mic?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah.
Put it down for you.
Let's play the people something from this brand new album, The Battle for Hearts and Minds. Thank you so much for coming through today. We love you.
Man, like Savvy.
Abandoned all hope, you enters here. I hold the floor like the earth is fair. Black marketeers, back down to adhere. Spit crystal clear, not quite compared. You know there's something missing.
The real,
I got your ear, so I'm hoping that you listen. Embrace your intuition. I break the shit down like division. Got the friction to defy that fiction. I quit your bitching. Slave page for a living. I could never give in. The thrill of the chase found. I'm popping the brace, guess that's winning. Or is it? Everybody's a critic, and they all over it. I'm white, selling sex and violence. I've just got lyrics from start to finish, embrace the vivid, boots truly driven, hands hold no limits, oh what a living. What did you think? It's the hour of the wolf, I came to hoodwink, revenge on the game, restoring this thing, power of the self, I came to explain, comeback is clear, I came to take aim, stories to me, but I found a way, don't interfere, I can't be contained, been held back for years, it's time to break chains, yeah. I'll be warring with megalomaniacs. Megaliths, goddamn, I'm a brainiac. You the piss motherfucker, the real is back. Take a moment, it's important, every comment. The rest are dormant, I will always be torment. I'm an homage, the performance warrants homage. Non-conformance is a damn hard graft. I bring the fire, yes, the atoms get cracked. The clubs jam hats, the peas get stacked. It's a unilateral contract, and that's that. It's a brand new day, how the fuck we get paid? There's a thousand and one ways to skin a cat. It's the diction, my depictions are matched. The vision and ambitions gone mad. There is no competition upon this rhythm. Pen precision, observe this craft. What did you think? It's the hour of the wolf, I came to hoodwink. Revenge on the game, restoring this thing. Power of the self, I came to explain. Comeback is clear, I came to take aim. Stories to leave, but I found a way. Don't interfere, I can't be contained. Been held back for years, it's time to break chains. Went from zero to hero with just a viral. Or maybe just an idol or two in the hood hydro. Living on a title, scribing that vital. Not quite the bread line, but you an idol. This ain't no safe place for the weak at heart. Put on your game face, it's a brutal art. Tell your mind to shit, rip your heart apart. This ain't just winning a gift, it's my will to commit. All jokes aside, you don't wanna collide. I kick your ass with your mind like a blue ass fly. Came to take what's mine, cause the powers that be wanna see me bleed. Still a die, man, I lie, all I see is green. Trying to flee these streets, find some peace of mind. These are turbulent times, so it's permanent grind. I'm impervious, I murder it the dirtiest style with a courteous smile. Yeah. From the brink, what did you think? It's the hour of the wolf, I came to hoodwink. Revenge on the game, restoring this thing. Power of the self, I came to explain. Comeback is clear, I came to take aim. Stories to leave, but I found a way. Don't interfere, I can't be contained. Been held back for years, it's time to break chains.
Peace. What's up, y'all? This is Akil the MC from the Jurassic 5, shouting out my man, Mice Diggy, and my girl, Sarah Love. It's just always love, man. I just want to just give y'all much success and keep going and keep doing y'all thing, all right? Much love from Akil the MC. J5, baby. Peace.
Yeah, that track, The Hour of the Wolf, from Savvy's brand new album, Battle for Hearts and Minds, out now on Saving Grace Music. But right now, it's all about the open mic. And Savvy is still here in the house, going to represent for Huddersfield.
Yeah.
And we also have, I think, possibly our tallest MC we've ever had on the open mic here.
Check. We're free mic.
You see, yeah, he's you so lift tall that mic he's all not the way even. Up you there, can't, he can't get close somebody, to the mic.
Somebody get a step ladder. Let's push that mic a bit higher. Like all right, there you go.
Steve, irony.
What's your name, bro?
my name's Riff Free.
Riff Free.
Yeah, I'm from Free Minds, GK Beats.
Ah.
Yeah, you might know my brothers Jam C and Chatter. I think they come up to you before.
Yeah, man. Troublemakers.
That's the ones.
Yeah. But not. How comes you're not? He hasn't. He didn't get the tall gene.
Nah, he didn't get the tall gene. Yeah. No, I got that one.
So you're the big bro. Are you older or younger?
I'm a little bit older. A little bit older and wiser, I'd say.
Who else we got, man? Who else we got? Speak up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Tony Wilson, representing New Orleans. So happy to be back.
Back in the building. Yeah. How are you, man?
All corners.
Good, man. Good.
You good?
Really
back
good.
In London again?
Back in London.
Yeah, really how you been?
Oh, really good, man. Really
traveling good. About as usual or?
Yep, doing shows, traveling.
Yeah.
Yep, just got married, so.
Oh, you just got married? Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I was trying not to drop that.
It's cool, fuck it, man.
It was like open.
He's like, fuck it, they're going to see the ring anyway. Let me just get out there now. I'm so happy to be here. It's I got married. I'm off the market, by the way, ladies, in case.
I know, it's sad.
That's wicked to hear, man. Where did you go on the honeymoon?
Not yet. We didn't go yet. I had to come here. We literally, like, last week.
Oh, you got married here?
No. Last week we got married in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I came here right away because we got a show this week. So.
Oh, crazy.
Is your wife a hip-hop head?
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
because she travels with me everywhere except for this one because she was like, I want to save up for the honeymoon, so.
Yeah, nice, man.
Yeah, so.
Right, love man, and get hip-hop. Love and hip-hop.
Any of you out there want to try and get married, by the way, Sarah Love does have a side hustle, which is called hip-hop hookups. You know what I mean? That's where Mama San can hook you up with anyone you want. You know what I'm saying? We just put it out there. After we might put them on the street, make us some more money. But anyway, moving on, man. I want to say your name right because there's a few words in it, and I'm not that smart. Louis, is it Louis or Louis?
Louis.
All right, Louis Jack Bear Ray. Bam, I said it right. Yeah.
Yes.
How are you, bro?
I'm golden, bro. How are
you?
Yeah,
man. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's good.
We might have
sort of.
We might have the tallest, and we might have the shortest.
No, that's what I'm saying. We needed to share the mic to have like some contrast.
What is your height?
I am like 5'2", maybe.
Wow. Look, Sarah's like, oh my God, I'm taller than somebody from us.
Wonderful things are in short packages.
Exactly.
All right, we'll leave the room after the open mic if you guys want, but we're
love
about to get
hip-hop.
Who we got? Hip hop hookups is real, man. Any of you not, you know what I mean? Obviously, percentage involved. But yeah, let's get.
Yo.
Who's ready for this open mic, boy? I'm feeling the energy right here. We got DJ Rhythm on the beat. I hope I said that right. I'm not dyslexic, but reading that made me feel a little bit like, you know what I mean? I've got a little on the inside.
Damn hip-hop spellings. Bloody hip-hop people. So yeah, we'll go. Who's going to set it off?
I'm going to set it off.
Oh,
are you ready
off?
To roll our lovely lady on
right,
the camera?
All right, so we go like that, yeah? Bam, bam. Bam, bam, right. Yeah?
Thank kind you, man.
Cross, but yes.
Hey,
Tony
hey,
Wilson.
Hey, 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 let's get
Tony
it.
Wilson
let's get it.
DJ Rhythm on the beat.
Here we go.
It's the hip hop show.
I got my mind on my money. You know I'm on the grind. Top five of the class. I ain't even got a single yet. Place your bets. About to resurrect the flex. Lighting up the internet. And I ain't even break a sweat. Look, I'm about to kill it. I can feel it in my grass. Top five of the class. I ain't even got a single yet. Yeah, and I'm the banging. I'ma get it all. And I'm the winning. I'm a winner. Going spin the tall. I'm with my man right here. So tall. And we about to get it in. About to get it all. Yeah, no Margiela. No Margiela. One time. Wait, one time. No Margiela, Chuck T's, soldieries, hopping overseas, heck D, MAC, type to get it cracking in the back of a hatchback. Flow so automatic, spitting crack on my class act.
Look, it's bad, yeah, look. Never bow down or throw that towel out. Never go down till you hear that count out. It's been a long week, I've blown about ounce. Now these B-sides, I turn round. B-sides, I cut down. Fuck boys, I shush now. B's here, I've touched down. I speak wise, I got vows. Teach life, a lot tight. You sniff coke, you fuck now. Rewire the hard wire and now commence to start fire. Speaking foxy on the far side, I'm the outsider. Gain knowledge from beyond the kyber. Don't deal in on fives, I speak the D-sider. Sees the keys, this the mind of an insider. This bear's got the paws of a tiger. Claws, swords, uses a light. You're either a sufferer or survivor. Convert slow in the dragon's saliva. Or fight through to get back to Eliza. My message is push through the fiber. Got me pushing on this chill. I'm like, take me high. I check beat like Goham. I go ham like Conan. It's more than whispers from Shawshank. Smell of this car by the edge of this short shank. Skull filled with a floor plan. Vega with a claw hand. Super Saiyan Street Fighter. Rent a Mortal Kombat. Tony Jaa flipping over elephants. I'm on back. One man punch. I'm on that. Foreign beggar hitting full contact. And you can't really stop that.
Yo, check, referee, look. Look, yo, yo, if music talks, there's a lot to say. Comfort commonplace, can't afford to buy your reality in these strange days. Workers get no place, others don't have a way. Why did they think that the youth turned from the right path to take? This generation got burnt, cast on one side with nothing to say. 20 hope for the next is already miles away. Walls are at the door, and they want that pay. As the powers that be get more thirsty, worse yet to come, hard not to believe there will be no peace. We have become weak, so much death, lies, and deceit. Punch to the front. Every time that we try to speak, this home no longer a home, but one to be proud of at least. And overseas, Trump in power, FFS adversity. See us not at war with each other, but side by side working in the interest of Mother Earth and all her inhabitants. Nuclear energy eradicated from substantial help. I know I'm no one, but I'd be a liar if I didn't let this heart represent what it truly intends. And everyone, there is a voice to make a difference. Kill me now if I'm dying, no kidding. It's unchanged position, but there is no trust in leaders that we call politicians. The vote of one that never rise to the occasion. Writings on the wall when the grafters tell no false impression. Yeah. It's one, the people are the strongest weapon.
I've been warring with megalomaniacs. Oh. Megalist, goddamn, I'm a brainiac. Mm. Eat up piss, motherfucker, the real is back. Take a moment, it's important, every comment. The rest are dormant, I will only spit torment. I'm anonymous, the performance warrants homage. That's a damn hard graft. I bring the fire, the atoms get cracked. The clubs jam packed, the peas get stacked. It's a unilateral contract and that's that. It's a brand new day, how the fuck we get paid? There's a thousand, what ways to skin a cat? It's addiction, my depictions unmatched. The vision and ambitions gone mad. There is no competition upon this rhythm and precision. Observe this
Check me out.
I'm Tony Wilson.
I'm on another level, man. I'm fighting off these devils, going harder for the cheddar. Trying to live a life that's better. Eat the face up off that Hannibal cannibal. When the Cosby sweater, strong arm, steady. War ready in any weather. I'm fighting for survival, breaking bread with all my rivals. Keep my grass below these vipers, these fucking spiteful disciples. Same was that a hype? You be the one to take a knife to you. Your wife be too hype, and you spiking your kiddies apple juice. I'm on my last dollar. I ain't got no time to holler. Crowd rocker like this mirror, the Pac, B.I.G. running me. Spitting like I'm Kennery G's. Better have CDs. Guess I'm Ty Lips. Sees me at ease. Nothing common with this industry. Of course, any trees with all this white supremacy.
So stay elevated. Sign every piece of art as an affidavit. I'm still moving past the pages of Peter Parker. Misbehaving with venom inside the Mary Jane to save and missing my world. I have a hard time relating. Been on the chessboard too long. Wrestling with Satan, so I limp as I'm scaling. I'm gladly impaling till I find myself at a haven with my shield maiden. I'm done chasing a high. It only ends two ways. I got way too much living to die, so I'm all for nine, and I'ma give it a try to explain the hardest of times. If that solace can I outrun the tip of these arrows, yeah, spent dodging toxin from the edge of these arrows, yeah, and I hit back and they come back and they're an arrow like me.
Yo, referee, what you saying, bro?
Yo, found true love, one of the luckiest, so don't wanna hold up on hold ups. It don't mean shit, keep moving on or smoke under the bridge. Family all over the world, loving life to bits. After all, whose world is this? Go under no clashes, rolling up classes. Listen back, see what matches. Music bring that happiness, instant firelight, naked flames of gasoline. Naturally, the bars feel the need to raise them. Some people don't hear a clear voice, is a strong weapon. Laggards only say anything, trust rely on instinct. Fact definitely question, insight is there to mention. For the light of each day, leaving pressure in the distance. Stand proud, know you're not a misfit. Know that your face fits, tell it how it really is. Not how it's seen in this world of insanity. Ugly reality, price of humanity. This is not a dream, one chance, one planet to appreciate the beautiful and simple things. Gold is gold, memories are everlasting. Greed on its own, the killer there brings nothing. Number one rule, keep grafting. They can't hold us down.
All I've been in here for over half a decade. I got neck ache for working the beat. Truncated, lacerated using my imagination. Bring a world of wonderment with minimal funds. Yeah, I'm just like you, but I sound like none. So much prowess, yeah. The body of work shows you that I'm done. Sound of the slums, sound of the birds, sound of Middle England. If it keeps my pockets jingling, you think I'm kidding, innit? We penetrate pop culture. Can I get a witness? Man, I ain't finished. Rather than starting, got my mind switched into future tense. The megalomania is intense. You can say today I'm hell bent. I seen hell, don't look nice. Tired of bald rice and futons, cheap noodles and cheap chicken, you're dead wrong. That won't satisfy me. Got my eyes on something bigger, my brothers. If you got any sense, you get it to cheddar. Best get it together, weather the weather will win.
Give it to us.
sound.
I need my paper now, not a sound. Best hit the ground, boy, I'm the reaper now. Out to pound all of you clowns. The way I rip the crowd, well, fit me the crown. The way the boom dominion pound, oh, you feeling me now. The way I rip a song, best believe I'm in the zone. Haters wanna see me gone, trying to knock me off my throne. Not the type to be in VIP or even in the streets. In the crib, in your briefs, I ain't even in your lease. Whoa, a brother with no shame, pushing my own lane. This industry so lame, too busy flipping it. Just give a fuck about what they saying. I'm preaching for the people, let me put you on the game. Better run up a check, bet they say I'm the best. With this flow or this tech, better get my respect. With gold mine and my bloodline, I get my grind on. Rise, you might as well shine and be the time, home. Hey, never stop until you get it right. Like vice, hit her with the yike. Out for the night, high flights to a different side. Easy all the lights on the mic. Boy, I'm like Ty Savage when I buy.
And I've been deep in the book of Genesis. Smoked out with Lucius and Leviticus. Out for Omega, I'm just penning shit. I'm pulling all these flavor bits and boxes with the Latin chick. I told me curly frilly scented sticks. Huh, and they said they want it. Multisyllabic, cold with a ratchet, cold in the atlas. Token of cabbage, beer's a savage, breaking these habits. King of the cabbage, slick of the gabbit, harshly babbage, pushing the candy. I got lost in the Annie's wife. Tried to back it, the baggy eye. Yeah, so it's as hard as new geometry in this fucked economy. Telling me what I gotta be, but I hold the power deep inside of me. So I keep it going till they want it all to be. And it's highly unlikely that you can take two steps in my Nikes. I'm a viper, it's bite week. I can't wait to strengthen the psyche. Muay Thai, Jiu Jitsu, and Tai Chi. Blow trees, come find me. Quote time, your chick doing yoga in a toga with her cheeks out. Said they fucking with beat now, fucking with beat now.
Not ready to pull up a chair. I follow my brothers till the end. You only follow where it's at. Never were there from the beginning, so there's no coming back. I didn't want to address this, it's not my bag. I know better than to hold hate. I guess it's so easy to miss. So I'll have a say, if that's the way you want to flip. Can you do it for the love? And you've been repping hip hop for years. But every time I hear you talking rubbish, always focused on your friends. Don't use the word respect when you clearly don't know what it is. You did not open the door for anyone. You are not the king, despite what man thinks. No one owes you a living. And here's the thing, the only thing that you're killing is the vibe. But enough of those lies get played over time. And it's the same old every time. No content in the rhyme. And then have the gusto to act like every bar jotted is prime. Well, check it, bro. Free minds be doing just fine. No jealousy in these lines. That spike got you looking with closed eyes. Flying to the weakness. Being stuck in your ways, you never could compete, kid. But don't sleep over it from when you used to hold the mic.
Jeez. You like dropping some bombs in it today,
knowledge. But I hope you enters here. I hope the floor like the earth is fair. Black marketeers, back time to a day. Spit crystal clear, not quite compared. You know the sort of missing. I got your ears, so I'm hoping that you listen. Embrace your intuition. I break the shit down like division. Got the friction to defy that. But quit your bitching. Sleep here for a living. I could never give in. The thrill of the chase, but I'm the pop with the brace. Guess that's winning. Or is it? Everybody's a critic and they all have a gimmick. I'm white, selling sex or violence. I've just got lyrics from start to finish. Embrace the living. Who's truly driven? Hands hold no living. Oh, what a living.
Hey, oh, what a living. Oh, what a living. What, Tony Wilson?
Oh, what a living.
You got
right, I gotta get this off New again because I messed up first time.
That's all good, bro.
I just gotta do it.
Like, New Orleans in the building.
Like, I got my mind on my money. You know I'm on the grind. Top 5 minutes. Walk inside. I got my mind on my money. You know I'm on the grind. Got the game on lock. I ain't even in my prime. Slim 5 dick dimes. All of them on my timelines. Where I'm gonna get it, only matter of time. Yeah, I'm about to kill it. I can feel it in my grass. Top 5 of the class. I ain't even got a single yet. Place your bets. About to resurrect the flex. Lighting up the internet. And I ain't even break a sweat. Whoa, I'm a skriller. I'm a killer, man. And I'm a skriller. I'm a killer, man. On the trigger, man. I'ma get it every day. I got. I'm with Mike Diggy. It's Sarah Love. And we get it in. And I'm loving food bar. Loving London. And we gotta make it all. Gotta make it win. And all my people win here. Yeah, we gonna win. What? Number one to the top. Yeah, we gotta win.
Yeah, we gotta win.
Yo, we gotta win. Louis. Cause they beat to a rat. And like B, he breathes static. That's bet. He runs rabid like he's become savage. Just way beyond average. The demons, they can't have it. The memories, they aren't baggage. The lessons, they done damage. Way back when these habits became so magic. I'm a type of passive. Skull filled schematic. I drew the plans, got it tatted. And I'm running like a renegade. Coming back in feather with that hand grenade. It's off the trough. I drop it like a Molotov. They coming back and they running, but they never stop. It's food bar. They go bar for bar like gangsta. The moment of truth, here you are. Hey. Yeah. And that's real, really real. That
that's off the top, so you know how I really spill. Got the orange juice, got the OJ. I came back and it's 8 in the morning, sway, so we keep it going like evolving tone. I come back and sit back on my mobile phone. I pass it off, riff, you coming back and slip it off. Yeah, go on, hit it off, hit it off, like.
Yo, get set in trends. Do it for the love, think on your own feet. Represent, and in the end, know our true friends. When the dance ascends, emerge stronger again. Forget the top 10 dogs, bollocks, snakes, don't need them. There's no one to try and be an icon. That's when the hype's gone, screws and mics on. Have four, we need to right wrongs. Moving on from hatred, enough of that. For no sake, kids die in this day and age. Deeper money takes place. That's the ugly face of humanity. We all want the same things, don't we? Basics is all you need. A chance to live and see this planet for what it's supposed to be. Only we can turn it round. You can't bomb an ideology. The cost will always be in his family.
One more, we say. The only boss I trust is the one I know. The one inside my head saying kill him dead. Remove the feet, the hands, the teeth. You don't trace our hope, I can crush belief. There's so belief, I'm so essential. I turn the leaf, it's almost reinvention. A savior to savvy that I failed to mention. Nothing stays the same, it's a state of mind. Never write in vain, maintain the grind. Stare death in the face with my bloodshot angel eyes. Yes, the aim of the game is the enterprise. Stick it claim and intensify. Yo, built like this, so I must survive. Theme of the work is adapt to die. Every revolutionary light disguise with some pyrotechnic, blind your sight. So far, fragment my insight. The meaning of life inside these lines. Audacious flow that I do pro quo. Just lend me your ears and we're good to go. Just work with your boy, yes, I'm good to know. Bad to cross, you'll incur a loss. I'm the final boss on the hardest setting. Impossible to beat, that's why you're fretting when your palms are sweating. Brethren, you don't want arms with a legend. I'm heading further than they really want to let him. I'm getting stronger by the second, I reckon. I'm betting what beckons is a true recognition. Flew the coop to pursue what was missing. Blew the roof, now my cool will ensue. Can't contest, man, I do what I do. I embodied the truth and embraced the new.
Yo, hey, that's it, we're done, man. We want to give a shout out to everybody involved, though. MCs, if you want to get involved in the open mic, make sure you can rap, though, like these lot, yeah? hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. Just send us a link to one of your tunes, your best tune, a tune that sounds like you can rap in a cypher. Beat makers, producers, if you want to get on here like DJ Rhythm did, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic, beat, open mic beat. And make sure you just send us 4 1-minute snippets. Just attach 4 1-minute snippets and that's it. We'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes. Yo, make some noise for the MCs up in the building because you lot build that shit. Shout out to I Am Tony Wilson, Riff Ree, Louis Jack, Bear Ray, Savvy. Killed it, man. DJ Rhythm on the beat. This is the Hip Hop Show.
Yeah.
Yo, Riff Ree, how can we get hold of you, man? If producers out there want to link you, how do they link you?
You can find us on GK Beats on Facebook or look up Free Minds on Facebook. We've got an album dropping next month. There's also our brand new video dropping on Wednesday. Make sure you check that out on the Free Minds page. Under Lock and Keys, it's a steez. You get me? Bam.
Louis Jack Bear Ray.
You can catch me on everything at Bearers Golden UK on all social media platforms. I got a video out on YouTube called If I Die Today, and my album drops August the 6th.
I am Tony Wilson.
Check me out at Wilson Miles Music. We literally just dropped a single today called The Wheel, so go check that out.
Check me out on www.savinggrace.co.uk.
Saving-grace.co.uk.
Wait on it for you.
I am _savvy. Twitter, Instagram, holler at me. Do you know what I mean?
He's back, boy.
Savvy's back.
Yay. Yo, and I really appreciate you lot coming on, dropping all the, you, like, everyone had some bars, which was, it. Nobody talked about killing anyone, no one talked about...
He was kind of gunning for people, but yeah, didn't threaten to kill anyone.
You know what I'm talking about, though, you know what I mean? Like, people came on here with lyrics, not just saying the same thing they expect everyone else to say, or respect, you know what I mean? So next time we want some strip club bars when you lot come back, yeah? Just to balance it out.
Ignorance, strip club. But thank you so much, everyone. Let's give you another round of applause.
Yeah.
Shouts out to DJ Rhythm on the beat as well.
Rhythm.
Shouts out to Marcus Mandible, Mike Wilson, who were on the show earlier. Shouts out to Chrissy, a Caribbean Kitchen.
The hot sauce, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop hot sauce.
And shouts out to you for tuning into the show. We're going to be back next Monday, as we're here every Monday, 4 p.m., holding things down for you on the hip hop front, right here on FUBAR Radio. If you've missed anything, any of our past shows, you can listen or download all episodes on the website fubarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Yeah. Of course. Up next is Michael Payne. He's going to be taking care of you guys. Thank you all so much. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, pleasure.
Shouts out to Hannah and Abby holding things down.
Give you all the different accents, you know what I mean? We give you little flavors, you know.
Yes.
Shout out to the big booty bitches with the rusty earrings, you know what I mean? You always need them around in the hood.
And I'm going to leave you with this new track from Ashley Author. This is called Color Schemes, and it's produced by Opus. Dice.
When we look at the world, we see colors. We're used to thinking that these colors have something to do with the light. But if the darkness disappears, the colors disappear too. It's the light and the darkness together that create colors.
Wipe a single tear from my eye, guess I stare through the red dismissed. Feed the three critics teeth as I start to clench my fist. Looking down from this precipice, life got me feeling blue, but I don't wanna think like a pessimist. Said that I'll never sit, static at the red lights. Trying to see the green glow bright, I'm trying to get high. I keep on climbing till I'm reaching a peak. But this nostalgia got me seeing in a seeping a scheme. Seeding your scenes, caught in the tight grip of the white. Watch out for the ice, it makes you slip and you slide. Down the slope with no hope of ever making it back. Roll the credits as the final act starts to face of black. I lace the track like an eager vandal to a panel. And as the paint wears away like your teeth's enamel. We know in our hearts that we left our mark. Past the test of flying colours, we the best in class.
Goethe concluded that colours affected us, body, mind and soul. So his Weimarheim was carefully composed. The yellow of the dining room walls creates warmth and pleasure. The green-blue hue of his study inspires calm and stimulates the mind.
With these bloodshot, burgundy eyes, caught the fire in my belly, feel it burning inside. Like my brain's on overdrive, the way I'm churning out rhymes. Staring in these rapper faces as they turn into white. Just like they see the poltergeist up in the house like a bailiff. You know I'm about to take it to overtime. Name on the scoreboard, dazzle in the bright lights. For the days of turning faces red at open mic night. Well you can see my aura change colour like the autumn leaves. Mixing up the palette, I broaden my colour schemes. Life's a bitch, I should greet you with an awkward grin. Trying not to see my dreams shattered like they're porcelain. Born to win, yeah we keep it at a gold standard. Trying to move forward, never trying to go backwards. These actors caught up in their trophies and trinkets, unaware that it could all go in an instant.
Yeah, you know the scenario. I spit the phlegm on prolific men.
You new intellectual type of grimy.
Fucking up the color scheme.
My lyric sheets flip, reversing the script.
It's that simple, that's about the size of it.
Fucking up the color scheme.
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 Fucking up the color